The National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C. is shaping a new sound using some very old instruments. That's principal second violinist Marissa Regni. She's playing a 300-year-old Italian violin, and it belongs to the orchestra's music director, Gianandrea Noseda. He's been loaning the symphony instruments made between the late 17th century to the early 19th century. The musicians playing them had no idea they came from his personal collection until now.
The orchestra is made by great musicians. But if you, to a good driver, you give a good Ferrari, the driver also will drive faster.
Noseda's instrument collection is worth about $5 million. But he says what makes them special is not how much they cost.
I'm very sensitive about sound, being a conductor. But if you ask me which is the quality sound typical of Italian instruments, probably I cannot explain, but my ears can tell.
So these instruments that are on loan to the National Symphony Orchestra, these are your instruments that you're loaning.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to make a certain sound. Some players have very good instruments in the orchestra, so they will not ask for an instrument that I bring. But sometimes you have an instrument that doesn't allow the artist really to express fully himself or herself.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a string player. If you give a good instrument to my hands, it's just a piece of wood. Mm-hmm. But if you give a good instrument to a capable artist, of course, that helps to motivate the artist, and they become together a unity and improve the general sound in the orchestra.
The instrument is like a vessel to get the sound out. So if you've got a great instrument, you don't have to work nearly as hard. So you can express yourself and express the music.
Marissa Regni plays one of the first instruments Noseda ever purchased, a 1725 Venetian violin by Santo Serafin.
If you don't have a great vessel, you probably are spending a huge amount of your time thinking, how can I just need to get a sound out, all right? And so you're probably working infinitely harder than you need to be physically. It's like you're straining your voice, like you think you're being louder, but you're really, you know, it's not as beautiful a tone.
Wow, and what is it like? What is the difference between other violins you've played and this one?
So the violin I have, I mean, I have a wonderful instrument already, a French instrument that was made in the 1800s. It's very powerful, but it's much more bright, and this instrument is much more mellow, very silvery on the E string, but I feel like the G string is very chocolatey. I mean, that's the best word I can think to describe it. It's just a very chocolatey, rich, mellow sound.
So.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful? But then the E string is very. It's like on one side of the bridge, you've got this silvery, beautiful sound. On the other side, you've got this rich, chocolatey thing. And in between is the two strings sort of bring those two sound worlds together.
Yeah. Describing anything as chocolatey makes me fall in love with it.
I know. Right? Who doesn't love chocolate?
These weren't cheap instruments that you're buying. This you must have had to save for each one, and then you loan them out.
Yeah. There is a point in life that you feel the need to give back. That happened in 2010 with me. I gave this instrument to the concertmeister of the opera house in Turin. I immediately realized that made a difference. The number of those instruments cannot be increased. If we know there are more or less 600 Stradivari, those are the 600 Stradivari, and not all the 600 Stradivari are good instruments. Some are like miracle, some of them are not good. That's why you can find the best instrument of a not incredibly recognized luthier. And that instrument can play better than a bad example of Stradivari.
are around 100 musicians in the National Symphony Orchestra. So having these 8 instruments be part of that, how much of a difference in the tone, in the sound, does it make overall?
It makes a sound, a different sound, but it's more a complexity of things. It's richer in a way. It's bigger without being edgy.
Mm. If you hear a beautiful sound near you, you want to sound as beautiful as that person, you know? And it's not like a, because I want to be as good as them. It's because you want to create this incredible sound, this core beauty. In order to do that, you all have to do it, right? You all have to sort of have that goal. So when you hear the things around you are beautiful, you want to be beautiful too.
The offstage trumpet is good, just a little bit more accented in the grace of. Ta-da, 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 ta-da. Born for 1890s.
What else are you doing as music director to transform the sound of the National Symphony Orchestra?
The most important thing is when you work day by day to make the orchestra to interact where everybody knows what to listen, how to cooperate to make sound. That is the first thing. And the second thing is incredibly important, to be surrounded by great players. Once a very close friend of mine, conductor, told me, Gianandrea, it's not important that you become a star. It's even more important if you are surrounded by stars. Yeah. Because all the light they produce will make you brighter.